putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to go out to your phone calls this hour, but in this first 5 minutes, I want to go to at least a portion of this video from OMG Media. This is the O'Keefe Media Group. They're doing investigations following up on supposed donations to Act Blue. And in a world where Donald Trump is facing 34 felony counts and 100 plus years in prison because he mislabeled a check on his finance forms, you would think that potentially hundreds of millions of dollars being funneled and laundered through this supposed charity would call for a bit of an investigation. Well, the authorities are in on it and are not going to investigate themselves. So thank goodness we have people like James O'Keefe putting in the work. Here's him going around to people who are listed in Act Blue as having donated tens of thousands of dollars and asking them whether that was true or whether their names are being used to launder money, probably from billionaires, circumventing the restrictions for campaign finance contributions. Let's watch.
The donations were a total of $16,000. Mm-hmm. Does that sound about right?
No. I'm not rich. I don't give that kind of,
Sure.
Any kind of money.
A common thread amongst the victims was that they were surprised their names and information were being used by Act Blue. Janice did not seem to care.
I don't want to dispute Act Blue. I don't want to be help the Republicans in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
Well, the Republicans have done enough dishonest so if we've gotten by with that much money, I say hell yes.
$12,000 in donations. Does that sound right?
Laundering money, maybe?
Exactly.
Many citizen journalists are starting to investigate Act Blue on their own. An undercover citizen journalist met with several elderly citizens who donated to Act Blue in Texas, in Burnett County and Stevens County. This report comes on the heels of two elderly citizens in Montgomery County, which generated a response from the sheriff's office there after they said they didn't make these donations and received refunds from Act Blue. We've learned the Attorney General of Texas is now looking into the matter. And now, dozens and dozens of more citizen journalists are reaching out to O'Keefe Media Group with tapes. The Texas AG's office has issued a civil investigative demand after the O'Keefe Media Group investigation and put out a press release saying that Act Blue has cooperated with their ongoing investigation, changing their requirements to now include CVV codes on the credit card. In our most recent publication featuring Act Blue in Texas, we referenced an article that was sent to us by Current Revolt. The article claimed a source had information that the first assistant Brent Webster in the Texas AG's office had been sitting on the Act Blue investigation. We spoke with Brent Webster. Here is his response. Quote, "Any allegation that I have undercut our investigation into Act Blue is ludicrous, particularly given that I urged our office to initiate the investigation in the first place. I have dedicated substantial resources to this investigation, including some of our office's most talented lawyers. This ongoing investigation has been very productive. We do not comment on the status of pending investigations, but we will make every effort to enforce Texas law when it is being violated, as we have consistently done during my time at the Office of the Attorney General." The first victim was Janice Bosco in Horseshoe Bay, Texas. When our citizen journalist asked if Janice had indeed made over 648 donations totaling around $16,000, Janice laughed and promptly stated, "No, I don't believe that many donations."
I'm looking for Miss Janice Bosco.
It's me.
Janice, there were 648 donations made in your name to a super PAC. It's a election committee called Act Blue.
Oh, right.
The donations were a total of $16,000.
Largest money laundering financial fraud case in probably the history of America, and nobody cares. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Go out to your phone calls now. So, first come, first serve. Dave in Arizona, thanks for calling in. You are on the air.
Thanks so much, Mr. Harrison. I'm not accusing you of this, but there's some in our community that are naive enough to think that this chilling effect due to the restriction of our free speech is not going on here. I know there's lots of people that still aren't on Twix, self-included, after the purge on J8th. But if you think about the J6th peaceful protesters that walk through velvet ropes, there's still some of them in jail for over 1,000 nights that have yet to have pretrial hearings. And we know that when they curtail your speech, they want to repress your thoughts. So that's what this is. This is all about 1984, right? I mean, it's the classic Orwell novel. Mm-hmm. We're living a dystopian nightmare, my friend.
100%. No, I couldn't agree with you more. They're still arresting people. They just arrested a woman. They're calling her, you know, the praying grandma. She walked into the Capitol for like 70 seconds, prayed, and walked out. And she's now been arrested today, three and a half years after the insurrection. Totally absurd. You're exactly right. And it's extremely troubling. However, there has been a bit of a bounce back, hasn't there? I mean, it was really bad for a while, and it wasn't so much the legal consequences as the social consequences for being a Trump supporter or for, you know, speaking up against what's happening. That has diminished. The backlash of, you know, speaking out in public is not so much anymore. And you know, part of that is it has to do with the takeover of X from Elon Musk. You can say things you couldn't say otherwise. But also, I think just culturally, the madness that came with the, you know, post-Trump election era in 2016 and 17 and 18 a little bit has gone down a little bit. And people are not, you know, so frightened of being Trump supporters in public anymore. So we're winning ground back. But you're exactly right that legally, these things are going on unabated, and it's very, very troubling. And the cooling of speech is very much present. Thank you for that call, Dave. Let's go to Sean in California now. Trump Elon interview. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
The Trump and Elon coverage you guys did last night was wonderful. I do want to give you props for that.
Thank you.
Very, you know, enlightening. And we can't, you know, joke enough about the horse demon, but I'll leave that humor to the side for now. I wanted to put a, you know, thought on your plate. Trump, you know, compared some of Elon's experience to the American dream. And that's something InfoWars does, something my colleagues at national-assembly.net do. We empower the American people to live the American dream. And in this free speech censorship and this chilling you're talking about, Harrison, there's a key point. Before we go from free speech in the First Amendment to the Second Amendment, we have to read the end of that First Amendment, which is the right of the people to peaceably assemble and petition for redress of grievances. If you do that, you're out of order. So if you want to be empowered, you got to be in order, and then you get the results. So, you know, Harrison, thank you for the coverage last night, because I was trying to watch another stream, just wanted to see how they were doing it. They were cutting in and out. You guys were solid the whole night. Great coverage, great opportunity to learn what Trump and Elon had to put on the table. And thank you for running with the ball.
Well, thank you. And thank you for supporting us and giving us the platform where we're able to do that. Ironically,
yep.
You know, being on this side of the controversies, we never really get the benefits that you might expect. And I'm not even complaining. It's just something that we have to accept at this point. And maybe this was some sort of purge from Twitter or something. I don't know if I'm the only one that was affected by this. But we do a stream last night. I'm on stream with Alex and Owen. It's on X. It's on Spaces. Lots of videos go up with my name tagged. We have 12 million people tuning in. And somehow I lost 4,000 Twitter subscribers. It's like anytime you go above and beyond, anytime you do that little bit extra, you got to get punished for it, apparently. And it really is just like a regular thing with us. It's like anytime I have a really viral Twitter post, you'd think there'd be some sort of like benefit from that. But instead, it gets like community noted and I lose all my income for that month. Anytime before Elon bought X, it was like dangerous. It was like the more popular your video, the more likely you were to get your account deleted because of it. So there's this sort of perverse incentive, this negative feedback loop with the way that communications and these networks are still set up, to where it's like, man, so I'd be better off if I just didn't do anything. I would have more followers if I didn't go on a stream with 12 million viewers. That's kind of backwards, isn't it? So I don't know what happened, but yeah, I have like 99,000. I was looking forward to getting 100,000. I look at my Twitter today and I'm down to 95,000, 95 point something. And it's like, all right. I guess that's, you know, good thing. Just stayed up late, stayed at the office for 12 hours. It's fine. I'm not complaining. It's just, you know, a little bit frustrating. It's a little frustrating. So, you know, we can't rely on these systems. We can't rely on social media. We can rely on you. So thank you very much for going to InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for keeping us on the air. Thank you for giving us a platform that, for the most part, is fair. Like, we have a platform where, like, when we do more, more people see it, more people like it, more people go to the store, we get more funding, we're able to do more stuff. It's a positive feedback loop, which is very nice. It's very, very wonderful to have this singular outlet for free speech to actually be able to express ourselves and not be punished for it, and instead rewarded for it. So thank you for rewarding us for our dedication to this. And like, again, who really cares at the end of the day? I'm sure it was just like some sort of bot purge. It probably has something to do with the DDoS attack that happened. But it's still just the opposite of what you'd think. I was on a stream with 12 million viewers yesterday. I bet I got a bunch of new followers. Oh, no, I'm down 4,000. All right, great. This makes a lot of sense. It's just a world disconnected, unmoored from, you know, how things should go. What should be the, you know, reaction to the input? It's all backwards, but whatever. We do it because we know there are people out there like you that watch and enjoy it, so we'll continue to do it regardless of whether we're rewarded or not. Thank you for the call, Sean. Let's go to Tony in Texas. Tony, you're calling in about Ireland. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think what you're going to see in Ireland is you're going to see the IRA reactivate, and then in England you're going to see a new BRA there activate, because the governments there have left the people two choices. It's either give up or fight. I think they're going to fight, and it's going to get nasty. And another thing you're going to see is a strong William Wallace-type guy come out of Scotland. Because, see, the thing about what these people aren't thinking about, you touched on it a little bit earlier with the little poem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a handful of people that are destroying millions of people, right? Well, these millions of people know where these people live, and they know who their family members are. And see, these evil people ain't thinking about that. They think they're protected. They're so evil, they're protected by Satan, that Satan's going to save them. It ain't going to be like that, people. And God mm-hmm. have mercy on them, because they've done so many nasty things to the people. And just like here in America, you're going to see a civil war here, too. That's coming. That's a given. And people better stand up and fight.
You know, in a weird way, or in a really sort of powerful way. It's like you see the history of Ireland, and they're constantly beaten down. They're constantly being invaded. They're constantly being occupied for hundreds of years. And you think, man, poor Ireland, I wish they didn't have to go through this. But now, as you see them being actively replaced, and you see the way that – and we have lots of videos. I'm going to save them for tomorrow because I got to censor. I got to censor all of them. The Irish, very free with their language, I'm finding. But, I mean, they're what's going on in Ireland – they're forcing the powers that be to change tactics. Like in England, they're just doing it all right out in front of everybody. They're just bringing in the boats and right here to the, you know, five-star hotel, sir. In Ireland, they're having to like hire foreign mercenaries in ski masks to like patrol the area because Ireland is standing up against it. So it's like you see the history of Ireland, you think this poor beaten down nation, these people just can't get a break from the starvation purposefully engineered during the Irish potato famine to just, you know, endless imperialism, you know, crushing them by the British. And you would think like, man, this is so unfortunate. But it turns out that was like the training that they needed. That prepared them for what they're experiencing now. Because they went through all that, now they have the nationalistic pride to stand up against what's happening in a way that isn't happening in Britain, where they're all cucked. They all, you know, have been living in the fading glory of the now defunct empire for the last 50 years, thinking that they're still on top of the world. And now that they're being attacked and supplanted, they have no defense mechanism against it. So it's like, you know, it's almost an immune response that the Irish immune system has been kept working and operational and powerful. And so now that they're under the World Economic Forum, UN great, you know, replacement migration, they're actually responding appropriately and powerfully and in a unified fashion. So, you know, it's one of those things you can never know. Whether what you're going through is good or bad. I mean, it might feel bad now, but it might be preparing you for what, you know, the strength that you need in the future. So, you know, Ireland is really, really doing it well and intelligently too. They know how to operate in a way that the Brits don't know how to operate. And, it's being shown in evidence. So I hope that you're right, that an equivalent arises, with the Brits. And that was a big, you know, deal about a week ago. Immediately after the stabbings in the UK, is you had Irish and British people marching together. These people that for literally centuries have been in each other's throat, and there's this divide between Protestants and Catholics that's still very, very contentious there. They overcame that, and they said, "Okay, look, we might have our differences, but we're both being attacked. We're both being replaced. So it's time to be allies in this." So that's a really powerful and beautiful thing. So. We look to Ireland as a font of hope here and as a blueprint for resistance in the future. And I hope that they have the fortitude to keep this going, to fight back against it. Thanks for the call, Tony. Let's go to Jay in Pittsburgh. Go ahead, Jay. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. How you doing today?
Good, thanks.
I want to go back to, like, after the 2016 election year. When things started to change, and it kind of worries me about this year. We had, after Trump won, Tom Wolf, the governor, then changed and went to try to force the Republicans and Democrats to redistrict and agree on that, and they couldn't agree, so they forced it to the courts, which are obviously liberal courts, because as you've seen with the 2020 election, where they let the mass mail-in voting illegally, which I may add, which is against Pennsylvania's constitution. So they forced us to redistrict, and basically it's a backup plan for all, obviously, I think, the illegal immigration. I've seen more and more Hispanics, all young males, usually in groups of three or four in the grocery stores, on roofs working. And that's about where I'm at with that.
Yeah, I mean it's a full spectrum attack. It's the immigration system, it's the courts, it's the elected officials. They're all in it together and working, you know, collaborating to destroy all of us. And of course they're setting up to rig the election again. They're not even making it subtle this time. It's very obvious the way that they're doing this, and it's up to us to call them out, sue them, to make changes ourselves, to volunteer, to be poll watchers and observers. There's so many of us. If we all just get active, if we all just contribute in some minor way, they don't stand a chance. But as long as we stay cowed and you know, as long as we choose not to be involved, their victory is assured. The minute we get involved, our victory is inevitable. So it's up to us, and I hope that we can encourage more people to not just understand the threat that we're under, but understand how easy it really is and how good it feels to stand up against these people. Thank you for the call, Jay. Let's go to Baker in California now. Go ahead, Baker. You're on the air about Musk and Trump.
Yeah, you know, it was hit or miss. I think it was a good form. I think when they started talking about the future and hopefulness and all that was good. But Trump kind of still talks the same way about things and immigration. And it didn't feel like a conversation, dude. It just felt like him getting mad about stuff and yelling about how immigrants are rapists and murderers. And he still says the same stuff. And I just want him to evolve a little bit, don't you think? Like, you got to talk about immigration in a certain way. You can't just say, oh, they're all rapists and murderers. You know, I know what he's trying to say, but it's like, dude, just be a little more nuanced about it. Like, just kind of break it down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can kind of see what you're talking about. And actually, our next caller, I sort of think, is on the same line. A lot of it is about rhetoric. You know, people are simple. It's kind of sucks. You know, I wish people were more sort of sophisticated in how they thought about this stuff. But, like, to them, I don't know. I mean, they've been trained. Like, when they hear Trump say, like, there are rapists coming over the border, somehow that gets transmogrified in their minds to Trump is calling Mexicans rapists. And it's like, that's not what he said, right, though, is it? So, it's all about rhetoric. And you know, what I've been telling our audience today especially is, like, just look through the rhetoric. Look at what they're doing and the outcome of their policies. And it's very simple to see what the intentions are and that all of their, you know, all their words about love and kindness and equality, it's all just very thinly veiled despotism. But in the same way, you have to play the game, you know, play the ball where it lands. You have to deal with the American public in the forms that they're used to. And so, yeah, when you're talking about illegals and migrants, you got to be able to frame it in a way that is acceptable to people. And if you do it in a way that's too overt, it scares people off. And it's just the reality. It's just the reality. You know, it's like when, I'll say something about online about, like, not hating migrants or you know, whatever. I'm always getting feedback from people being like, no, what we need to be doing is appealing to white people and tell white people that it's we have to be going for our benefits and to be appealing to white people. And it's like, do you not know any white people? White people hate that stuff. It's like, I agree. Like, white people need to understand that, like, hey, you know, you're despised as a group and you have interests that you can push just like every other group does. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I wish people would come around to that. But the reality is, if you tell the average white person in America, you know, I'm for white people and I think we need to champion white people, that turns them off. They get, like, icky feelings and they get scared of that and they want to go away. It's cowardly. It's weak. It's pathetic, but it's just what happens. So it's like, okay, if you want to help white people, what you shouldn't do is go out and say white power, right? It's like, okay, you gotta be a little bit more subtle. You gotta change your language, change the way that you express this, not in a dishonest way, but just in a way that, you know, the way when I want my kid to do something, I have to say it in a way that makes it sound fun, right? I mean, if I want him to go, you know, take a nap, it's, guess what we get to do? We get to take a nap. Yeah, it's fun, right? And then he'll go take a nap. It's not dishonest. It's just changing the way that you express yourself to actually be received and heard by the people that you're trying to speak to. So, you know, I agree. I like what Trump's saying, but he could hire some sort of linguistic wizard to teach him how to say it better. And John in North Dakota has called in about the topic of Department of Education. And just before we get to your comments, John, the reason I was bringing it up in relation to what Baker was saying was people don't get it when you say we want to get rid of the Department of Education. They think that's retarded. They're like, what? You're just going to get rid of schools? You think that America shouldn't have schools? It's like, no, you idiot. So Like, how about instead of saying we should get rid of the Department of Education, you can just phrase it a little differently and go, we think education should be handled by the states. It's the same thing. It's not dishonest. I'm saying the exact same thing. It's just when you say get rid of the Department of Education, the average person thinks that's crazy because they can't conceive of a education system that's not centrally managed. So if you just phrase it differently and phrase it, and there's probably even a better way to phrase it than that, but instead of saying get rid of the Department of Education, you say we think the federal government has no business in education and that the state should handle it, and that we think that the more local the education system is, the better it functions. So we want to get it back to the people it serves and have it be run by the states and not the federal government, because that's wasteful and money that could be spent on the kids is being spent on administration in Washington. That's a lot more appealing to people than hearing get rid of the Department of Education. So it's not about the idea being bad. It's about the way you express it being confusing to stupid people, and living in a world where stupid people vote. You have to take that into account. John, North Dakota, what are your thoughts on the topic of the Department of Education being done away with?
Thank you for the preface, Harrison. That was perfect. Exactly that. I have a good example of why the Department of Education needs to be stopped. 20 years ago, I'm sure you remember, we were in fifth grade, and No Child Left Behind came through. Mm-hmm. Well, I was mistakenly, another failure of the Department of Education, placed in the gifted students class, and that class only lasted for 3 months because those kids that were actually being challenged, I mean, we read a book every week, and we had to do, like, book reports on them almost. I was, like, way out of my depth. But these kids, I mean, I went to school with a kid who graduated from MIT, another kid who scored a perfect on the SAT, and those kids were in that gifted students class. They would have benefited greatly from being challenged more than more money going to the remedial reading class that just got kids, you know, to the bare minimum. It was a bad idea. It was a worse execution. It's just ridiculous. So sending those jobs from the obvious failures in Washington to like North Dakota, Texas, we have actual states that are run like companies that work, that are in the black financially. And we have low taxes. We have real stuff going on here. So send it to us. We will handle the job much better. We'll have much better schools in North Dakota. We'll have more industry coming here because there's more rich kids that want their actual children to be real education. So right. It's, I didn't go to school in North Dakota, excuse me. I went to school in Minnesota. So my language is not up to par with these North Dakotans.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, no, I completely agree. And it's a great point. And again, you know, I think one of the most illuminating things of my life was being half in the gifted program and half in the regular. And I was like the only kid in my school that did that. Everybody else was just like, you're either gifted or you're in the regulars. And I was like, well, I don't like math, so I'm just going to do regular math. And I mean, it's like the regular classes just might as well not exist. You learn absolutely nothing. It's a total joke. It's total chaos constantly. Nobody learned anything. Everybody cheated constantly. Everybody passed, even though nobody did any work. It was a joke. Then you go to the GT and it's like, oh, an actual school where we're actually learning things. Is it not unnecessary to try to keep both of these systems under the same administration? Like, clearly it's not working for either side. So, like, we need a revamping of the education system very clearly, and it's not going to come from the bureaucracy in Washington. It needs to be dismantled.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burton effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. I hate to use this analogy, but truth is the way to go, so I'll just use it. I remember growing up with all four of my grandparents. First, my dad's dad died, and then his mother died, and then my mother's father died, and my mother's mother died. And they were all amazing, and you think they're always going to be there. But one day, they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with InfoWars. We've barely survived in the last few years, like right up to millimeters. And people then go, well, you're still on air. You must be invincible. We were shot up. The operation's bleeding to death. And that's okay. We've done our mission, and we're going to continue on even if this operation shut down. But that said, I don't want to prove to you by not going 100% and us shutting down that I wasn't BSing about this. We are very, very, very close to being shut down. And literally, the final products we have in come in at InfoWarsStore.com could be the last time you get them. Now, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, a lot of strategy. There's a good chance 50-50 we can stay on air. But if we don't get funding, we will shut down. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Now, these three have been bestsellers, and these are the last runs of them unless we get a deal done in the next few months. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have the Vitamin C with Zinc and the Rose Hips that's so incredible. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, all discounted. But this could easily be the final run. So I need your support, plus they're great products. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and pray for the broadcast. You've kept us on air this long, and I'm very thankful to all of you. But we are now at go moment here with this election, everything going on. We need your support now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support us in this critical time.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. Your phone calls momentarily. Since a caller brought up his comments yesterday about Muslims being, or not Muslims, but migrants being criminals, I thought we'd go through just a brief list of the last few days of Americans. Innocent, God-fearing, peace-loving, hard-working Americans being brutalized by our government's pets, by these foreign elements introduced. Shouldn't be here, should never have arrived. And once they're arrested, should probably not be let out again. But they are. And, again, innocent American people are paying the price. New York City migrants, including one charged with sex assault 4 months ago, raped a woman at knife point and beat her boyfriend. This is at Coney Island, New York. Daniel Davon Bonilla of Nicaragua allegedly grabbed a 46-year-old woman and threw her to the ground before raping her while holding a knife to her throat Sunday around 9 p.m. His alleged accomplice, Mexican migrant Leovando Moreno, is accused of striking the woman's 34-year-old boyfriend with a pipe as he tried to stop the vicious assault. And this wasn't even the first sex crime bust for Davon Bonilla, who is believed to have crossed the U.S. border illegally in Texas in December 2022. 4 months later, he was arrested for allegedly raping a woman at a La Quinta hotel on 3rd Avenue in Park Slope that was turned into a migrant shelter. He spent a year behind bars before taking a plea deal to put him back on the streets in June. Okay. So that's just one, well, two lives destroyed for the benefit of foreign sex criminals. Great. Marriott Marriott sues franchisee for turning New York Hotel into migrant shelter. Franchisee violated its contract with Marriott by using Queens Hotel as a shelter for migrants and asylum seekers, lawsuit claims. But hey, they're making money hand over fist. They can, you know, charge twice as much as they normally would for a room and guarantee maximum capacity because the government is paying the checks and supplying the migrants to fill up the hotel. And that's all your tax money being paid to house and protect these, by definition, criminals, these illegal immigrants whose only act in America so far has been to break its laws. ICE Boston has announced several significant arrests, including a Dominican man charged with fentanyl trafficking in Massachusetts after he was caught and released at the border in February. An Ecuadorian got away charged with rape and kidnapping in Massachusetts. A Brazilian man wanted for attempted homicide in Brazil who was caught and released at the border last March. A Dominican got away charged with fentanyl trafficking in Rhode Island. A Guatemalan illegal alien charged with child molestation in Rhode Island and who was caught and released at the border under the Obama administration. Earlier this month, ICE Boston also announced the arrest of a verified Colombian gang leader who was caught and released at the border under the Biden-Harris administration and is wanted in Colombia for homicide and arms trafficking, as well as the arrest of a Brazilian illegal alien who is wanted for rape in his home country. These are the types of egregious criminals ICE holds in detention prior to deportation. Kamala Harris is on video during the 2020 election cycle, pledging at a campaign event in Iowa that she would close ICE detention centers on day one if elected. It's unclear where she stands on the issue now as she continues to avoid media interviews or press conferences to talk about what her policies might be. So just a little laundry list of a very, very tiny geographic area in America and the number of drug traffickers and rapists and murderers who have been greeted with a welcome mat at our border by ICE, who arrests them and then gives them a ticket to go victimize Americans thousands of miles away. Absolutely incredible. And then we have a video, 19, and I hesitate to even show you this because it is brutal. There's an illegal immigrant who I guess was granted citizenship a couple months ago. He's a trucker who drove, it seems intentionally, on the wrong side of a Nevada highway, killing three motorcyclists. He's now been sentenced to 4 to 10 years in prison. But here's, and when I say three lives destroyed, I mean three lives ended. And every one of these people have friends and family and daughters and sons and parents whose lives have a giant, gaping, depressing hole in it now because this immigrant is just as American as you are, but also is deliberately driving on the wrong side of the road and killing people. Let's watch the video. You tell me what you think's going on here. So there's a guy on the left. He's driving on the right side of the road here, and he drifts over to the wrong side of the road. Almost hits a car, dodges that one, goes back to the wrong side of the road. So, like, this is intentional, right? Like, this isn't an accident. He's not confused. He doesn't drift, you know, momentarily into the wrong lane. He very deliberately is driving against traffic, and they cut out the actual, you know, part there. But he kills three people on motorcycles. Three young Americans just out on a road trip on their bikes. Never came home. So there, you know, just one day. Just one day of news here. You've got a rape at knife point. You've got Dominicans and Ecuadorians and Brazilians and just all sorts of rapists and criminals and wanted people being led across our border who then get arrested in America for crimes, then released again to commit more crimes. I mean, it is outrageous. It is absolutely insane. Not a single one of these should happen. Not a single American should be victimized by these people because they shouldn't be here. Instead of doing the most basic responsibility of a government, just fulfilling the most fundamental obligation of a national government in protecting the people inside from the people outside, very simple. Instead, we've got a system that is deliberately importing tens of millions of people with American taxpayer money to victimize in brutal and horrific ways innocent American people. And that's just the obvious ways, right? And just the innumerable number of ways that our lives are made worse by this prioritization of foreigners over ourselves. We're in an occupied nation by a hostile force. And this should be obvious by now. Let's go now to Alex in Nevada. You have a comment on the supposed slurring of words last night. My theory is that it was because Trump was facing down. He had his phone on his table and all the images and videos of him doing the space. He's looking down like this. And I think that just, you know, it makes a difference in the way that you speak. If you're sitting upright and projecting versus sort of hunched over and talk and speaking down, I think that made him sound less clear. But what's your take on this, Alex?
Well, I can kind of agree with that, too. I watched you guys last night on X. It was a good show of the conversation slash campaign mode of Trump. I like the parts where Elon and Trump were talking about the putting the world, our nation and country forward, pushing us forward into progress, not, you know, and then the rest was, you know, the typical Trump campaign. I enjoyed that again. Mm-hmm. And I hope there were 100 million non-Trumpers out there listening to that. And so, you know, I can only imagine how exhausted Trump might be on his constant moving forward with trying to take back the country and make America great again. I can only imagine. So, yeah, hanging his head, maybe one thing, yeah, that adds to it, if nothing else. But, you know, and then the other part would be, you know, listening to Elon Musk and his stammering kind of like this. That would be tiring in and of itself. But regardless, you know, the Judge Dredge report saying things like that and anybody else is just kind of ludicrous, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, look, one comment from yesterday that I saw that I thought was just, it's obvious, but it's very true. I mean, neither one of these guys needs to do anything. They're both billionaires. They could both just live on a yacht for the rest of their lives, being fed grapes by, you know, scantily clad native. Like, they have no reason to be doing any of this. And yet they are. And that in and of itself is extremely admirable. We'll be back on the other side to close out the show with more of your phone calls. Drew in California, Tommy in North Carolina, Benjamin in Canada, and BS Assassin in New York. We'll try to get to all of you on the other side. Stay with us. It's American Journal on InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com, where you go to support us. And you can follow me at Harrison H. Smith. You might not be following me anymore as of yesterday. Maybe go check on X.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come out with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid, and it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day, but she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take 3 or 4, would give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back. She said, this is lower milligrams. I said, yeah, but that's because it's concentrate. She took it. She said one pill had the effect of the big 4 horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, pepperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get T-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
Networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Folks, welcome back. I gotta show this video before we go out to calls. It's only 30 seconds, but boy, does it say a lot. Caitlin Collins, I think is her name, a CNN reporter, was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert yesterday. Got some unexpected feedback from the audience. I don't even want to spoil it for you. Let's just go to the video. Here was a CNN reporter on Colbert yesterday.
Trump has kind of been thrown on his heels by this, and he's not really sure how to go after Vice President Harris. He knew his attack lines on President Biden. He really has struggled with how to go after someone who's 20 years younger than him, who is a different gender, a different race. It's kind of been this moment where he has not been able to coalesce around a single attack line.
I know you guys are objective over there, that you just report the news as it is.
Oh, I know. CNN makes it. I know.
That's supposed to be a laugh line.
I wasn't supposed to be, but I guess it is.
That's fantastic. He says in all seriousness, CNN is objective, and the audience just roars with laughter. That's how absurd it is. Yeah, sometimes the delusion breaks down. Sometimes reality pokes its little head through. I love it. And they're serious. They're pretending to be objective. They actually say that in all seriousness. He was legitimately saying that CNN is unbiased. God, what an embarrassing person to be. Let's go out to your phone calls now. Drew in California, thanks for calling in. You are on the air.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good.
Well, before I plug, because I always love plugging, because your stuff is awesome, I think I'll do this first. You guys see that video the other day? I don't know the guy's name, but when Trump
come on Drew, run out of time here. What's the point you're trying to make?
When Trump hits the golf ball and hits the pole.
Uh-huh. I don't know that video.
And then have you ever been proud of a president in your whole life other than Trump?
It's a good question. It's a very good question. I'm not sure of the point you're making, Drew, but we're going to move on. Tommy in North Carolina on line nine. Thank you for calling in. Tommy, you're on the air about someone named Kamala. Who is this?
Yeah, so I grew up in the 80s, 90s. I'm 44. And there was a wrestler back then. His name was Kamala. Spelled the same way as Kamala Harris. And I looked up yesterday just out of fun because the character was so offensive. The real name of this guy is named James Harris. So it's James Kamala Harris.
That's hilarious.
And he was
Pacific Islander guy, right? I think I remember him. Yeah, yeah. We're looking at videos of him. He's got like a loincloth on.
Yeah, the loincloth, the stuff with boobs and the moon on his belly and stuff. I don't know. Y'all could do like some memes and some videos with like superimposing Kamala's face on his body.
Hey, look, let's be honest. Yeah, the wrestler Kamala, I know just as much about his policies as I do about Kamala's, about Kamala Harris's. It's, you know, might as well be a giant fat black man in a loincloth with a moon on his belly. Like, as much substance as we're seeing from Kamala Harris herself.
Exactly. We get more answers out of him probably, even though he's dead.
Probably be more entertaining too, honestly.
Yeah, I figured I would share that with you since I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. Kamala the wrestler, and his name is James Harris. That's very funny.
Yeah, Kamala Harris.
Yeah, well, you know, Kamala Harris's dad is named Donald J. Harris, which is kind of interesting, too. Yeah, names.
Yeah, all of interesting. It's, you know, the Barron Trump book from the 1800s, all this stuff is just like, what is going on here? So, I don't know. I just figured I'd share that with you. Yeah, it is.
Very interesting. Thank you for that call, Tommy. Let's go to Benjamin in Canada now about the meeting of Trump and Elon. Go ahead, Benjamin. You're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. God bless you. Yep. No, listen, I thought it was a fantastic interview that we had, a space that we had last night. Listen, I think it was fantastic for moderates, especially people on the fence. I can understand people didn't, you know, people were kind of mad on our side, thinking about maybe Trump didn't go as far as we wanted to. But listen, there's something that's bothering me, though, Harrison. He was talking, you know, I know Trump, he always, you know, wants to play friendly with everybody, especially the Secret Service and everything like that. But, I mean, if there's anything he would have pushed on, and I would have liked to see him push on, was the Secret Service. I mean, we had a 20-year-old crackhead running around for I don't know how much time. I mean, you know, you're just looking at him, and the guy looks like an absolute crazy lunatic. And so I would have probably liked to see him talk about the Secret Service a little bit more. You know what I mean, Harrison?
Oh, for sure. And that's what Alex kept saying during the broadcast. I don't know if he said it on mic as much as he did, but you know, he's saying, you know, this is what Trump should be talking about. Secret Service stand down. They tried to kill him. It's weird. It's kind of weird because, you know, he talked at length about the assassination attempt. But it's like he doesn't take it seriously. It's like dude, you almost got your head blown off. You were millimeters away from being dead. And like, obviously he knows that and he says that, but just the attitude he has about it is very like blasé. And yeah, and he's just like, yeah, security services, you know, secret services are right. And like, no, dude, they failed totally. If you had died, it would have been entirely their fault. The fact that you got shot was entirely their fault. Why would you just shrug that off? That is very bizarre to me. I mean, do you think he's just scared? Do you think it's like the type of thing where it's like, you know, well, these are the people in charge of his safety, so like he can't speak badly about them? I mean, I don't know.
I think you're 100% right on that. You're very intellectual, Harrison. Well, I think you're 100% right on that fact. I think he wants to play good with everybody. He's got people protecting him that obviously he doesn't want to speak too bad of the Secret Service. I just hope there's something happening in the background. Because like you said,
right.
I mean, the fella almost died.
Yeah.
And so I would have liked to see a little bit of pushback from that. There was a stand up, you know, the people were pointing at him. He's on the roof. He's on the roof. And I mean, look at the guy.
Yeah.
He just looks like a cracked out lunatic on SSRI.
It was a total stand down. We have all the footage now. They were supposed to put people on that roof. They didn't. They saw the guy hours before. They did nothing. They saw the guy on the roof with the gun. They did nothing. I mean, it was a stand down. They let Trump get shot, and he's out there going, "Yeah, they're great. Yeah, they're great people." And it's like, dude.
Exactly. And I don't think that Trump, I think Trump maybe thinks that the people aren't ready to hear it. I mean, we're ready. I mean, I'm not even a U.S. citizen. I follow your politics very, very closely because whenever you guys jump, we jump higher. But people are ready to hear it. People want to hear it. And we need to hear it if we want to change anything. If we want to go, you know, and change the way things are right now, we need to hear the truth. You can't keep people hidden from the truth. I mean, this is too bombshell to say, oh, well, the people aren't ready for it. The people are ready for it. Look at the world.
We're beyond. We've been ready for it for a long time.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
But again, it's like it's confusing because there are some things where it's like, well, why isn't Trump taking this so seriously? But it's like he almost died. How can he not take this seriously? Yep. He must be taking this seriously. Like, I have to believe that. You know, this is the public facing thing. Like, I don't want to talk trash about the Secret Service, but behind the scenes, he's going, all right, we need private security. We need Eric Prince to supply me some ex-commandos to, you know, make up for the ladies on the force or whatever it is. You know, I hope he's doing something in the background, but it's like, how are you going to, it's not like we can convince him. It's not like he doesn't realize what a big deal this is. Like, he almost died. If he doesn't know what a big deal this is, what the hell? So he definitely should have talked more about that. I totally agree. And the more information we're getting about the assassination attempt, which none of it is coming from the authorities. None of it is coming from the FBI or the Secret Service. It's all coming from FOIA requests and private journalists and the House Oversight Committee. They're the ones supplying us with the information, and it just makes it look worse and worse. Every new development just solidifies the fact that this was on purpose and a total stand down. Thank you for the call, Benjamin. BS Assassin, 1 minute left. You have a riddle for us. Go ahead.
You ready?
Go ahead.
All right. How do you make a smart bullet work, everybody?
How?
You inject everybody with mRNA, a biometric tracking system. So when the war starts, we are in big trouble. And all that spraying, that's a reflection point. And that Chinese weather balloon, that was Starlink, everybody. To track and trace all you Americans that took the mRNA. So when this pops off, we're going to have guys with futuristic weapons. You got guys who are trained in biometrics. They're going to be launching drones after you. It's going to be hell on earth, man. And then you know what? They're going to put that wall up. They're going to trap us all over here. And they're going to be drinking martinis in Mexico, going, look at these poor bastards. We did it. We collapsed America.
That's a good point, but a very bad riddle. That was not a good, there's no way I could have figured that riddle out. Thank you for the call, BS Assassin. Hey, look, these plans are going into place. We've been telling you about them, and hopefully if you've been listening to us, you've been able to avoid the most potent attacks. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Stay tuned, Alex Jones, 90 seconds.
You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a two-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time, to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already best sellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names. But they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You have the Nitric Boost. It's so good for your heart cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our Nitric Boost is sold out. They have their Nitric Boost. They even let us use their name Nitric Boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkovich and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.